Michael Klein, the greatest photographer in the world, has texted me to ask you, Wisp, if you can get down to Windy Hill for his pick at 11, because he's running out of, the numbers are falling. Any chance?
What's happened?
Kleiny, the greatest photographer in the world, Kleiny, is doing a picture at Windy Hill today. He wants to know if you can get down there at 11.
No, I can't. No, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Kleiny, I asked for you.
That's an unconventional way to be approached to do something, I must say.
Well,
via a text message via you on radio, live on radio. No, I can't. I can't. I'm busy.
The German beach is a wood.
I'm busy with the grandkids up on the roof trying to clean out the gutters.
The beach is wood, Tim, not the beach.
Ah, right.
As is a beach in Germany.
I thought that was a strange way to be smoking the ham, the grandmother's
and
ham.
How good was it to hear from Attila the Ham? That came through the text. Righto, overreactions of the week. Away you go.
Okay, here we go. Kingy gets a nomination each and every week. He's seedings each week with Jared, a fantastic listing. And he's gone cold on Melbourne after their last
the
two losses.
Demons of three. I got the Demons of three.
Oh, no.
No, you can't lose the way they've lost the last 2 weeks. And the alarm bells have started. Now, they can gather again. They're still top of the table.
Who have you got at one?
The boys in purple.
You really have made good.
Gee, Kingy, I heard him. I listened to him and Jerry on his seedings all the time. He said he was never going to change the seedings of the Demons 1 and Brisbane 2. So
you were saying that's an overreaction after two losses?
Well, it is.
And that was before all the kerfuffle early in the week, too.
Yeah, given the position he had taken. You have him at 8 after the punch on at the restaurant.
I've got him in the bottom 8. We know the State of Origin is a big deal. It's a huge deal up there in New South Wales. In fact, quite across the country. But have they overstated it here? Have a listen.
This is the biggest 40 seconds of their season so far. The 13 players out there right now could possibly be biggest 43 seconds of their life.
Overreaction or not?
I don't think so. I think that's where they see State of Origin and how they view it up there in Sydney.
Well, we've already played this once this week. We had a bit of a laugh during the week. Christian Petrarca took an aim. He's on Kiss FM at time slots weather and then says the supporter base is old as well.
Well, we need a crowd first to actually get ourselves going. No one comes. When you come out there and you only see really 30,000 there, it's pretty...
Why are numbers down?
Well, it's Saturday, Arvo, Saturday night. We played 4:30 last week against Freo, and that's not a great time for a Saturday night game.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, 7:20 is not... It's just too cold at the moment. I don't think people will come. And I find our age demographic for our fans is still quite older.
Well, did he know that he was on air when he was talking?
I don't think they told him. Time slots, weather, and then age demographic. I'm not sure.
He's smashed everybody.
I love everything that Petrarch does, but except that one wasn't up there
yet. Yeah, he's no longer in charge of marketing the Melbourne game. Stephen A. Smith features every week. Here's this week's nomination.
The definition of insanity is not doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. The definition of insanity is making a long-term commitment to Kyrie Irving. He's made not showing up to work into an art form. Magicians don't disappear as well as this dude.
Is that, I don't know enough of it, is that an overreaction? Kyrie doesn't deserve a long-termer?
I'm not sure, that may not be an overreaction. This could be a bit of a stretch from Channel 10's Peter Van Osselen. He's comparing
Onselen,
ScoMo's delay in leading Kirribilli House to pretty much every error that he's ever made when he was PM. Have a listen.
And Scott Morrison, he's basically squatting at Kirribilli House at this particular point in time. It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, at the end of the day, he was slow on the vaccine rollout. He was slow to get back to Australia in the wake of Hawaii and the bushfires. And off the back of all of that, slow with the rats as well. It turns out, guess what? He's slow to get out of Kirribilli House as well.
He might have been having trouble sticky taping all those boxes together.
He's a squatter. A bit of an overreaction there, Peter Van Osselen.
And our final one from your mate, Damien Barrett. Bailey Smith got 2 weeks for his headbutt on Zach Tui. This is Damo taking, well, he thought that the suspension may not have been big enough.
To me, the act of headbutting, I feel there's a loading on the actual act itself. And look,
yeah, I know a headbutt is ugly, but it's still got to be a severe offence to get 4. But are you saying
I think it should
wasn't
have been
enough?
Not for a headbutt. 4 weeks is fair enough for a headbutt, but that was at the lower end of the headbutt.
Yeah. That wasn't a Zinedine Zidane type headbutt to the chest, was it?
So who gets the cob?
Well,
I think Petrarca.
I think Petrarca has to get the cob.
Yep. He gets the cob this week for saying that Saturday afternoon slot's no good, Saturday night's no good, the weather was cold, and the supporters aren't a little bit old. All right, it's coming your way, Christian. Let's hope that that's the last drama for Melbourne this week after a drama-filled week.